It's right on the Market Daily Report on November 7, 2024.
Editorial comment by Roger.
Do not think for one minute that the Trump haters are going to let him take office without a serious effort to sideline his presidency. There are dozens of high-profile and powerful people who broke the law trying to destroy Trump as far back as 2015. They expect, now that Trump will soon be president, he is going to charge them with treason. Maybe Trump is, and maybe he isn't, but they are not going to wait to find out. As an example, former chairman of the Joint Chief of Staff, General Mark Milley, recently said he fears being court-martialed for treason if Trump is re-elected because, among other things, he was in direct contact with his Chinese communist counterpart multiple times, from the 30th of October 2020 until after President Biden was inaugurated, sharing information about the Trump presidency without the president's knowledge.
Today's highlights.
Leaders of foreign countries who sell products to the U.S. markets are scurrying to prepare to deal with President Trump's threats of tariffs. The EU leaders are already scheduling a series of meetings to develop plans to appease Trump, so he will not slap tariffs on their products. Predictions will start to develop around China and the U.S. future trade relationship. China's window to buy U.S. beans will be wide open for the next 80 days. Just before the CBOT closes today, the Federal Reserve will announce their current opinion of the U.S. economy, and probably will announce a change in interest rates. The market expects a reduction of 25 basis points, meaning a quarter of a percent. The USDA will release the November S&D report at 11 a.m. Central tomorrow. We attached ADM's chart for the U.S. and the South American numbers. Cargill's corn syrup plant at Dayton, Ohio notified farmers via text yesterday afternoon that they are paying $4.50 for corn delivered in April. That would be 4 cents over the May. Last April, they were paying 5 under. In April 2023, they were paying 40 over the May, which was trading in the $6.50 area. And in April 2022, they were paying even with the May, which was trading in the $7.50 range. We do not recommend you lock in the basis at this time for April delivery to any place, unless you can get 40 over the May.
Tidbits for today.
U.S. crude oil stockpiles increased by 2.1 million barrels to 427.7 million for the week ending November 1, as exports declined by 1.4 million barrels per day to 2.9 million BPD. Net U.S. crude imports rose by 1.7 million BPD, according to the U.S. Energy Information Administration. However, West Texas Intermediate crude was roughly flat. In October 2024, Brazil exported 6.4 million tons of corn, a 24% decrease from October 2023, though still above the monthly average. Only 2% of these exports went to China, compared to 41% in October 2023. This indicates that non-China corn exports rose by 25% year-over-year. So far in the 2024 calendar year, only 7% of Brazil's corn went to China, down from 27% in the same period in 2023. Overall, total corn exports for 2024 are down 27% from the previous year. Additionally, Brazil's second corn crop for the 2023-24 season was 12% smaller than the previous one. Eduardo Vannon reported.
Chinese crushers need to purchase 15 million tons of soybean by the end of February. Brazil might have an additional 2 million tons for December, 1 million for January, and 6 to 7 million tons to sell to all destinations, 75% of which is expected to go to China. This implies China still needs 7 or 8 million tons.
Soybean planting in Brazil surged again, with 54% planted as of late last week, compared to 51% last year, according to Ag Rural. After a slow start, the situation for planting has improved in the last 2 weeks, with better soil moisture. Germination and emergence has been rapid, and the soybeans are rated in good condition. Brazil's 2024-25 soybean acreage is estimated at 115.5 million acres, which is up 2% from last season. Production is estimated at 165 million tons, which is up 12 million or 8%. CONAB, which is Brazil's USDA, will release their November crop report on Thursday, November 14, 2024. Corn planting in Argentina was 34.5% as of late last week. The 2024-25 crop area is estimated at 14.8 million acres, which is down 15% from last season. As farmers in Argentina finish their corn planting, they are switching over to soybeans, which were just 3% planted as of late last week, of a total 43 million acres expected, up 7% from last year. Bean acreage may change due to corn areas, as leafhopper pressure is less than anticipated, and that might encourage farmers to plant more late corn and less soybeans. India's vegetable oil imports are estimated to decline further to 15 million metric tons in the 2024-25 season that started in November, with a boost of domestic production. The previous two marketing years' imports were 16 and 16.5 million tons. India is the world's biggest veg oil importer. Palm oil usually takes 60% of the volume, but its recent high prices motivate buyers to shift to other oils, like soybean, sunflower, and rapeseed. Ethanol production increased this week by 23,000 to 1,105,000 barrels of oil per day. It is just 4,000 less than the record production value. That's it for today. As always, you will find additional info in our mailing. Today, it's the broilers hatchery and ethanol production numbers. See you tomorrow, right on the market, out.